The Wisconsin version of C-SPAN has gone dark. Wisconsin Eye now shows this message on its website saying it is off the air. The private nonprofit service started in 2007, providing live and archived online and cable TV coverage of state government. But money to run the operation ran out. Wisconsin Eye CEO John Hankus joins us now, and thanks very much for being here.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So what has been the reaction from the Wisconsin Eye audience to the fact that it went off the air?
Different audiences have slightly different takes on the reaction. On the positive side, we have seen an outpouring of small gifts made via online, the likes of which we've not seen. So in a period of about 2 weeks, we've generated almost $60,000 in gifts ranging from $5 to $1,000. That's been very encouraging. And it says that citizens at large really do care about Wisconsin Eye's future. Disappointing to a degree has been, we've not heard from those larger donor philanthropist types who are capable of supporting Wisconsin Eye, and we know that they value it. From the perspective of elected officials, they are anxious for Wisconsin Eye to light up the archive, which can happen very soon, as well as return to full coverage of live events. So there are discussions going on behind the scenes right now. Our credit goes to the elected officials in the legislature and the governor's office. These are the folks who, over time, different people, but the same bipartisan sentiment, have said unequivocally that an independent approach to state government coverage is the Wisconsin way.
Because I know that you were hoping for $10 million in state funding, but that had to have those matching funds, as you just talked about, from donations. But was that ever a realistic goal? And how are you working around that? Are you able to get some of that state funding without having to do the match?
The hope is that by state action, those dollars that had the match requirement can be released in some portion, in whole or in part, to help Wisconsin Eye move forward. We've got five employees and a budget of less than $1 million, and we're producing on a busy day in the Capitol up to 10 or 11 events, five of them simultaneously live. So we can make a very strong argument that this is a lean operation that delivers quality at a very affordable price. We're not asking for new state money. These dollars have already been allocated toward Wisconsin Eye. So with some simple assurances of forward progress, I believe we can achieve both, reactivate the archive quickly and be on the air in January.
John Hankus, thanks very much.
Thanks.